Surratt.
I am the morning DJ at WGN.
Go Cats, 7:40, and Northwestern football head coach Pat Fitzgerald joins us. Good morning, Fitz.
Hey, Bob, how are you? Good morning, Mr. Cat. Top of the morning to you, too.
Good morning.
Before we get to what's happening Saturday, hey, it's not only the undefeated record that Northwestern people are excited about. I saw this week that lakefront wall at Northwestern's Ryan Fieldhouse and the Walter Athletic Center won a design award from the American Institute of Architects Chicago chapter. That's a pretty cool facility you have to work in, isn't it, Coach?
Yeah, we're very fortunate. It's absolutely unbelievable. Very thankful, you know, for all the amazing families that made it happen, and for the support from the university. It's absolutely spectacular. I thought you were going to talk about having the number one graduation rate in the country there, Bob. I thought you were going to be stoked up about that, too. So, you know.
We're pumped about everything.
He was leaving that to me. I was going to bring that up.
Yeah. You know, talking about the lakefront facility, a few months ago, my wife and I were riding our bikes past that area there, and the guys were out on the field practicing, and I was thinking, well, it's so open there. Aren't you worried about people from Wisconsin spying on you?
No, we have drones and facial recognition programming that monitor all of our fields. So, no, absolutely.
That's how you kick me out.
Not a problem at all. Yeah. Northwestern.
You mentioned that graduation, and 98%, and what, third year in a row you've led FBS schools in that area.
Yeah, Mr. Cat, just so proud of our guys, and Kristen Kane-Herberson and her staff run our academic support. But the credit goes to our young men. I mean, they're unbelievable. They're what, you know my three boys. You know, I hope that they, can get halfway to the young men I get the privilege to coach every day. So it's a privilege, and they're playing some pretty darn good football, too. So it's a lot of fun.
How do you think you're going to sleep on Friday night?
Well, I'll be tired enough. I'll sleep great. I'll sleep great. And you know, I've been a part of a lot of big, fun games. And I think the most important thing that you do is just do what you do. You know, stay in your routine. You hope to execute the cleanest that you've done all year. We still, and Dave's called the games, we still haven't played, in my opinion, a complete three-phase game yet. And, that's probably the most exciting thing to us as a staff is and challenge. We've got to get our guys to be more consistent. And if we can do that, you know, I think we can be the team and to reach our potential and everything we're capable of. But we're yet to do that, and it's going to be a huge challenge against a very good Wisconsin football team.
I know what you think of stats, but you look at them, Wisconsin number one in the nation scoring defense, you're number seven. They're number one in total defense, you're 11. They're six against the run, you're eight. How is anybody going to score in this game?
You know, a lot of times when you look at these things in advance, you say that, and then as you and I both know, it sometimes goes the opposite. So let's just roll the ball out of 230 and see what happens. And I think both teams will be excited to play. Huge respect, I think, on both sides. You know, I mean, this goes back to when, you know, I played and Coach Barnett and Coach Alvarez and, you know, and obviously Coach Walk had some amazing success. We got so much respect for the Badgers and this has always seems to be a very, very close, hard-fought game, and I don't expect anything different on Saturday afternoon.
It's a very close series. For 35 years going back, it's, I think, one game separates you. But why is the series this way? And do you think there's a common thread in the way you are constructed and the philosophies between these teams?
Yeah, I do. I think we've tried to play complementary football, you know. I think over my time here and, you know, definitely in my time as an assistant and with Coach Barnett as a player, you know, and I would say the same thing for Wisconsin. I think we have identities. We understand who we are and the way we want to do things. And the credit goes to all the players. I mean, I think this has been just a hard-fought battle. And I think both teams get up for the game and look forward to the challenge. And both teams play really, really clean football. You know, I think it's one of those games where, you know, if you're a football purist on Saturday, 2:30 on WGN and ABC, you're going to see some pretty pure football. I don't think there's going to be a lot of gadgetry. I think it's going to be pretty much it's going to be punch and counterpunch and see who can get up off the mat for the 15th round.
I asked you right after the game on Saturday at Purdue. It was rainy. It was drizzly. It was kind of blustery. I said, how was it down there? You said, awesome. And looking at the forecast for Saturday, now they're saying the rain might hit later, but could be another rain game for you, which in that case, I mean, I think both you guys, I think Wisconsin, too, had to play in the rain on Saturday. So it's not anything you're not used to, right?
Yeah, no, absolutely not. You know, we'll be ready for it. We've worked with a wet football here at practice all week, and our specialists and our quarterbacks. So, you know, you prepare your guys for that throughout the entire course of the week, and then, you know, you adjust on how the conditions are in game. But, you know, we just feel so fortunate. And again, I say it each week, but it's for a reason that, you know, it's our healthcare providers that are giving us the opportunity to play. And, you know, those that are on the front lines, we're just so thankful for you and for your sacrifice. And as we get ready to go into Thanksgiving week, we have a ton to be thankful for here. And we're just so thankful for those in the medical profession, everything from doctors and nurses and staff and support staff and technicians. The list go on and on. We're so thankful for what you're doing, and just thinking and praying for your health and safety.
Yep. After all, we're talking about games, entertainment,
right.
And those people, it's life and death. Well, let's talk about the 5-0 Cats next week. Pat Fitzgerald, stay healthy.
I will, my friend. Thanks a lot. And in advance, happy Thanksgiving to all of our great Wildcat fans here in Chicago and all our great Chicagoans. Thanks a lot. Go Cats.